Eastern Idaho continues to be rattled by earthquakes. Since a magnitude 5.3 quake hit near Soda Springs on September 2nd, the ground has frequently been in flux. Matt Gillen reports more seismic activity could be coming.
The earthquakes are adding up. Since the first rumblings of the cluster earlier this month, over 250 temblors have shaken eastern Idaho. On Sunday alone, more than 30 quakes were measured.
So when we get a quake as large as the main shock that we had, the 5.3, there's going to be a lot of aftershocks, and that's simply what's going on.
Don Blakeman is a geophysicist with the U.S. Geological Survey in their Colorado office. Blakeman says some of the larger aftershocks from that initial quake have generated aftershocks of their own and kept the swarm of seismic activity going.
It's surprising to me a little bit that they are still going. We are expecting this Idaho series to die down. It's been pretty energetic, as you know.
All the recent temblors have been centered to the south and east of Soda Springs in Caribou County. The shaking from some of the larger events has been felt as far away as Salt Lake City. According to Blakeman, there's no need to look at the current wave of activity as some kind of warning that a volcanic eruption at Yellowstone is imminent. He says these are just run-of-the-mill earthquakes. Still, Blakeman emphasizes,
because we can't predict them, the only thing we can do is prepare for them.
In the first 3 days of the swarm, between September 2nd and 4th, the USGS recorded 135 quakes in the area. For KBSX News, I'm Matt Gillum.